Well, this morning we're going to visit a little bit about music. Dawn Martin's in with us this morning. She's the director of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I bet. And, you know, I get a sore throat just listening to Simon Estes. He can hit notes that I know would burn the inside of my vocal folds.
It's just amazing. It just sends chills down your back when you hear him.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to get Simon Estes to be able to come here to Cass County and perform on behalf of the organization. And that's coming up here real soon, already this weekend.
Oh my gosh, yes. October 27th, this Sunday at 3 p.m., Simon will be here and he will be performing his Roots to Wings concert. And the purpose of the Roots to Wings is his goal, is to perform in each one of the 99 counties in Iowa. So this is our leg of his concert tour.
Yeah, he's been doing an awful lot of them all over the place. And a lot of folks are not only getting a chance to experience Simon Estes from the chairs out in the auditoriums and things, but a lot of youngsters are getting a chance to experience what it takes to be able to reach a very high level in performing.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited for these students, the Atlantic High School students, students from Cam High School, and also some students from Griswold High School will have the opportunity to come, and they will perform with Simon Estes. They'll have a small portion of their own, and then they also get to sing with him. And my granddaughter recently got that opportunity to hear him. And, you know, being young, she didn't really understand how huge that was until she heard him in person. And she was so excited because now she knows this is awesome.
It's so rare for youngsters to have that kind of an opportunity for someone that's as talented and has had so many accolades as he has worldwide.
Absolutely. You know, he's sung all over the world for dignitaries, for politicians, dignitaries, diplomats. He is just well-rounded and very personable to boot. He's just very excited, and his goal is to help those young people be the best they can be in whatever venue they choose.
So it'll be more than just a concert. It'll be an opportunity. But the concert itself is 3 o'clock this Sunday at the Atlantic High School Auditorium.
Correct.
And folks can still get tickets.
Yes, there are still some tickets. They're going fast. And being in the auditorium, those tickets are limited. The numbers are limited. But you can purchase tickets in Atlantic at Gady Insurance, Meyer & Gross Realty, and Rex Pharmacy. And in Griswold, you can purchase them at Gady Insurance, and in Anita at Vicky's Cut and Curl, the Rusty Razor, and Maylander Law Office, and in Messina at First National Bank and the Messina Public Library, and at Lewis at the Lewis Library.
Very good. You got them spread out all over the place.
Well, it's a Cass County event. It's not just meant for Atlantic. And so I wanted to make sure everybody in Cass County had an opportunity to purchase those tickets.
Sure. And tickets are?
Tickets are $20 a piece. If you want reserved seating, there are some sponsorship levels. At $250, you can have reserved seating, which is really fun and important. You get a nice seat right in the center aisle. For $500 and above, you get special seating, and you also get the opportunity to have dinner with Simon Estes later that evening at a special sponsor-only dinner.
Well, it's a great opportunity for folks to be able to help support, and the cause is important as well.
It is. Financially, the foundation's hoping to make a little money, and we have a lot of needs in our area. We have maintenance on our healing garden, which everybody was so grand to help us support and put together. But we also have some equipment needs and things that are really important that we're looking for also. So that's our goal. And speaking of financial and something that's really important and gearing back to our young people, when Simon Estes comes, 50% of his fee goes into the Simon Estes Foundation, which then any participating county can have high school seniors who can apply for a scholarship through there. So that's a big plus, you know.
Yeah, this whole thing's a big octopus, isn't it? It's got tentacles out all over the place.
It does, and that's what's exciting. You know, it's not just so we can raise money, you know, it's more so we can enhance our community to have a wonderful performer come at a very reasonable cost, but also the impact he'll have on our young people. I think that's just absolutely wonderful.
Well, and it does, and you know, it's not that he's been around, not been around here for a while. He's been here before. It has been a while now.
Yeah.
But I can remember gosh, if I can only remember the youngster's name. It was Dennis Hendrickson, Dennis and Melinda Hendrickson's boy. Is it Brandon? Is that his name?
I think it was
Brandon. But anyway, very good singer in his own as well. He was doing very well in his high school career, but he had an opportunity to work with and sing with Simon Estes at that time. And I mean, it was like a light bulb just started going, because he was glowing so much. He was just in heaven to be able to perform with somebody like that and learn from someone like that and get compliments from someone like that.
Yeah, that just has to be a wonderful opportunity for anybody to get that opportunity, because that's his goal, is to enhance our youth and to give them the skills and the knowledge and, you know, enforce those characteristics they need to be successful in life, whether it be with music or whatever. You know, he just has a powerful message that he's going to share on Monday.
And he doesn't have to do this.
No, he does not.
Let's face it. I mean, he's a world-renowned performer. He's probably made enough money in his life that he could live comfortably. He doesn't need to go out and do small concerts in small communities like this. He's performed in some of the largest stages in the world. You know, he doesn't need people to tell him how great he is. That's already been done. You know, he really doesn't need to do these things, but yet he still feels the passion to get out at the grassroots level.
He does. He has a great passion for our youth. You know, he knows what it's like to struggle from the beginning and move up through the ranks to get where he's at. And that's his passion, is to share not only his talents of music with people, but also to give them the wings they need to fly.
You bet. Well, again, Sunday, 3 o'clock is when that'll be coming up. What else do folks need to know at this point?
Well, they need to know that they need to get their tickets pretty quick, because they are going quickly. Like I say, I gave you the venues. You can purchase those. You can also contact me at the Hospital Foundation at 243-7409, or stop by the switchboard at the hospital right inside the main entrance, and they have tickets there as well. Like I say, the tickets are going fast, and I want you to make sure you're not disappointed in the end because you didn't get a ticket.
Don't be left out.
No, it'll be a wonderful experience.
I know he's performing in a bunch of different places. Well, 99, I guess, across the state of Iowa, if he gets to every county. But that doesn't mean you're going to be able to find him someplace else. Those tickets will sell rapidly as well.
Yeah, they do. They sell very quickly. And he'll also have a little meet and greet right after the concert. So you'll be able to purchase CDs and books and have them signed by Simon himself. So he just loves to visit with people. And that'll be a great opportunity for us locally to take advantage of that.
You talked a little bit earlier, Dawn, too, about reserving your spot in there if you sign up at different sponsorship levels and things. Has the support been pretty good?
It's been very good. I've been very fortunate. The Atlantic Rotary Club has been our largest supporter this year, and I want to thank them. That's awesome that they stepped up. We also have several individuals and businesses, Maylander Law, Bob and Judy Camlin, Bill and Mildred Beatty, Sid and Daryl Knopp, friend Jane Kay, to name a few. We've also had great in-kind support. Jolene Sisler has been very instrumental, as has KJAN and Atlantic News Telegraph. Brink Flowers are going to help us with some decorations. So we've had a lot of great support, and I just appreciate everybody coming together, because those partnerships are so important.
Well, and you can just well imagine, too, there is a fee involved in this, and you don't need to know what that is. But, you know, $20 a ticket, you're probably not covering the fees very well. It's probably going to take a little bit more than that to make this happen for this kind of the scope of something that you're trying to do here. So it's good to have folks willing to step up and provide that kind of support. You know, little towns don't run if you don't have people that are going to volunteer and to step up to support things like this.
Absolutely. And we're just very fortunate that we have great community support and business support. We have great partnerships out there. And you're right. Just tickets alone are not going to cover this.
Well, and that's what the foundation is really there for anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Certainly those folks who live in Cass County are supporting the Cass County Memorial Hospital facilities, the health system, with their tax dollars.
Sure.
But if you had to do everything that you need to do just on tax dollars alone, I don't think you'd like the looks of things very much.
No, things would not run as smoothly. The foundation's goal is to help support the hospital with equipment, education, and services. And there are many things up there that would not be possible without the support of the foundation and our donors. Those gifts make a huge, huge difference, whether you personally see it and experience it or you know of somebody. Every gift is important, whether it's a small gift for a child as far as a coloring book because their parents are in the waiting area, to helping in a surgery room with a new OR table. You know, they're just, those gifts add up and they all make a difference.
Absolutely. So get your tickets soon if you want to help make a difference that way too.
Absolutely.
Again, just $20. That's it.
That's it. Unless you want to reserve seat, and then we'll start at $250 and go up from there. But well worth it. I have those mapped out and they'll be wonderful seats.
You bet. I'm sure it'll be a great show. He never disappoints.
Never.
Very good. Again, that's this Sunday, October 27th at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. And tickets are $20 each, and you can get them at a number of locations around the county. So keep your eyes open for the signs. 3 o'clock is the performance time. Dawn Marnin, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thank you.